I'm Luke Griffin, and you're listening to Bushwick Podcast, local stories for a strong community here in Bushwick, Brooklyn. We partner with organizations throughout the neighborhood to share their remarkable journeys and break down the important issues facing Bushwick today. This week, we're going to talk about a special community that plays an instrumental role in defining Bushwick's dynamic culture, the small business community. From bodegas to bars to restaurants, the small businesses that color our everyday experience of the community are an absolutely essential part of what makes Bushwick, Bushwick. Today, the small business scene in Bushwick is transforming. There's never been more opportunity or more competition for local entrepreneurs. But as the economic landscape evolves here, how are historic mom-and-pop shops supposed to compete with fancier new businesses? And how are first-time entrepreneurs supposed to break through? We sat down with one of the leading groups working to empower small businesses to learn more.
We go out constantly and we talk to folks. And the first question that I'll ask everyone is, have you heard of SBS before? So not the Select Bus Service, Small Business Services. Have you heard of what our agency does? A lot of people have no idea that we exist, right? So we want to change that. We want people to understand that we have that commercial lease assistance program. We want people to know that we're allies for small businesses. We want people to know that rules and regulations are in place for a certain reason, but we're here to educate you to make sure you understand how you can stay compliant with different rules and regulations. We want people to know that you can get these services at no cost from the city, so we're just here to help get the information out.
It's March 7th, 2019, and this episode is called Start, Operate, Grow. New York City is home to over 230,000 small businesses. But what exactly does it mean for a business to be small? The National Small Business Administration, that's the federal agency that oversees small business issues, generally defines small businesses by two characteristics: how many employees they have and how much business they do. Typically, a business is considered small if it has fewer than 500 employees or does less than $7.5 million in receipts each year. If that sounds like most of the businesses you can think of, it's because it is. To put that into context, think of all the businesses you interact with each day. Unless there's something like a big tech company, a retail chain, or a major bank, it's probably a small business. Here in Bushwick, small businesses are booming. One recent study found that from 2008 to 2016, the number of jobs in Bushwick jumped 18% to a total of roughly 14,000 in the neighborhood. Some of these new jobs were in big business sectors like healthcare, but more than 4 out of 5 were in typical small business sectors like retail and entertainment. Driving this growth in the small business sector here are profound changes to the neighborhood. Expensive new housing is popping up throughout the community, and with it, a substantial amount of development money and new residents that are younger, wealthier, and have different tastes than the established cultures that have defined Bushwick for decades. From cafes, to florists, to clothing stores, there's never been a bigger market for small businesses in the neighborhood, but there's also never been more competition. To succeed in Bushwick, small businesses must face a number of challenges, from competitors, but also from the changing face of the market here. Older businesses need to adapt to continue thriving, both to the changing demographics of consumers in the community and to the new standards of commerce in 2019. A bodega, for instance, might need to update their stock to appeal to the tastes of younger consumers, while a restaurant might need to integrate with an online delivery service or develop a social media presence to help new customers discover them. New businesses, on the other hand, need to establish themselves. And to do so, they need access to resources like startup capital to pay early employees, and expertise to do things like navigate commercial leases. Whether new or old, all small businesses in Bushwick need to navigate the complexities of simply operating within New York City. Dozens of city agencies, from the Department of Sanitation to the Department of Health, impact businesses in ways big and small and oversee the rules of what it means to do business here. In just the first couple of months of 2019, the city has already put into place new business regulations that touch on everything from banning foam food containers to requiring equal access to baby changing stations in public restrooms. To state it simply, operating a successful small business in Bushwick or anywhere in New York City is complicated, But for all the trends and agencies that can make life challenging for business owners here, there's one city agency whose mission is to make it easy. It's called New York City Small Business Services, or SBS. SBS is one of the most expansive but misunderstood resources helping businesses throughout the city thrive. We sat down with SBS's Director of Business Outreach, Deshaun Mars, to learn more about what SBS does and clear up the confusion surrounding the agency.
My name is Deshaun Mars, and I am the Director of Business Outreach at the New York City Department of Small Business Services. So what that means is it's my job and it's our team's job to make sure that communities all throughout New York City know what our agency does. So we do door-to-door outreach, we do informational sessions, we work with community groups and community organizations. So it's our job to make sure that we're connecting entrepreneurs and business owners to all of our free programs and services. So a lot of times when people are interacting with the city or interacting with the government, it may be in a negative context. So it may be that someone is doing an inspection. It may be that you're getting a fine or a violation. So immediately when businesses think about interactions with government, it's in that context.
Most of the city agencies that small businesses typically interact with are what are called regulatory agencies. These are the agencies like the Department of Buildings and the Department of Consumer Affairs that write and enforce the rules of how businesses need to operate here in the city. Many business owners know regulatory agencies as the folks who can ding them with fines and other punishments for violating certain business regulations. SBS, on the other hand, is a non-regulatory agency, meaning it doesn't play a role in writing or enforcing any rules for businesses. Rather, it helps businesses navigate them. SBS's mandate is clear but wide-reaching, to help small businesses start, operate, and grow successfully.
I would describe SBS as your ally. Just imagine that you are an entrepreneur and you have a great idea. You're thinking about opening up your restaurant. You got your financing. You may have signed a lease. You're ready to open up, but then there's so many different permits and certifications and different agencies that you need to interact with. A lot of people just don't know the steps to getting their certifications or what it actually means to run or operate your business. Business owners are busy, so they don't have time to just shut down their business and go search and come downtown Manhattan and try to get access to all this information. So we just want to make it as easy as possible for people to get that information all in one place. So it's our job to be their ally and to be their liaison with all of the different regulatory agencies and that they just understand how to stay compliant with all the different rules.
Fulfilling that mandate to support small businesses means more than just helping businesses navigate other city agencies. SBS also provides a number of original services and resources to help businesses start, operate, and grow. It's important to set the context here that SBS is also a non-commercial agency, meaning it doesn't charge or make any money from small businesses. In other words, it's completely free.
Everything is no cost, completely free. And every time we're doing presentations and we tell people that it's of no cost, no one believes us. Someone even asked me, okay, what's the charge? What's the deal? This can't be free. And we just tell them time and time again that this is all of our taxpayer money. So we've already all paid for these services. So you might as well just take advantage. But no one believes that everything that we do is no cost.
So what exactly does SBS do, and what do these unbelievable free services look like? To put it simply, SBS offers services to help entrepreneurs at each point in the business life cycle, from the idea stage through established operations.
We have a number of different types of services. So whatever service, whatever program, any type of support that you're looking to get from SBS, you can find that here. So if you're an aspiring entrepreneur and you have a great business idea, but you're not sure how to access capital, you may need financing, you're not sure what the 10 steps are to starting your business, you may not have your business plan, we can get you set up at that stage where you can take some of our free business courses. If you are an operating business and you're looking to hire staff members, you're looking to expand your business, if you need help avoiding fines and violations, you can also get support there as well. If you are an industrial business, we also have different supports that you can get from the agency. So no matter what type of business you are, no matter how big you are, how small you are, if you're a mom and pop shop, If you are a brick and mortar business, so that means you have a physical location, a commercial space, you're on Wilson Avenue, you're on Green Avenue in Bushwick. If you have a physical space, you can also access our services. So it doesn't matter what type of business you have, we'll have some type of service that can help support you.
Those services even include support with the most critical and confusing parts of small business management, like legal assistance and access to capital and financing.
We have free legal services where you can work with one of our lawyers if you're interested in thinking about your LLC or your S-Corp or what type of corporation should I have. So we have lawyers that will work with you for free to think about your business structure. We oftentimes hear people need financing and access to capital. So we have those resources available from a number of different lenders that we work with throughout New York City. We work with a lot of mom and pop shops. We work with folks that have a commercial space. So we actually have a commercial lease assistance program. If you want to operate out of a brick and mortar commercial space where you can have one of our lawyers pro bono for free at no cost, that can work with you. They will review the terms of your lease. They will help you kind of negotiate to make sure that you understand all the terms that are in your lease. So for a younger entrepreneur who has the most amazing business idea, but is looking for a commercial space, but doesn't have the money to hire a lawyer to look over the terms of their lease, we do have support services that can help you access those spaces as well.
SBS's services come in all shapes and sizes to suit all different types of entrepreneurs. The agency offers one-on-one meetings, online resources, and even group classes at locations throughout the city. These classes are essentially free business courses on everything from operations to how to avoid bankruptcy. They even work with partners like Google to offer courses on how to market businesses on the web.
A lot of folks may not know that, you know, you need to market in different ways. You may have your mom and pop shop that has been operating in the community for 20, 30, 40 years. We want to make sure that people can stay competitive in these times. So you can take our free business courses. So again, website fundamentals or social media marketing, but in particular for those in Bushwick, any of our services to help you avoid violations, to help with your social media marketing and your outreach strategy and your business planning and your access to capital, SBS has these different services that can help support you.
One of the most surprising and most valuable services that SBS offers is what's called their compliance consultation service. As Deshaun notes, even just being aware of all the different regulations that city agencies require can be a huge challenge for businesses. SBS's compliance consultants work to make it a lot easier.
We have a compliance consultation service. So we have our staff members that go out, do outreach in the community, and they are trained on different rules from various city agencies. They will actually come to your business. They will walk you through everything you may get a violation for from an inspector, from a city agency. They'll point that out to you, no cost, completely free. They'll point out the things you may get a violation for. We'll give you a checklist afterwards to say, these are all the things we talked about. Here's how you can rectify these different things that may get you a violation. Here's how you can fix it. So the next time one of the agencies come, you're able to avoid that violation because you have that information.
This is critical for businesses at a time when they could be fined for everything from not cleaning a certain number of feet from the curb to storing food at a slightly wrong temperature. Deshaun notes that for as frustrating as these regulations can be for business owners, ultimately, the rules are in place to help keep the public safe. The compliance consulting service is one example of SBS playing its own part in ensuring that safety. For as useful as this all might be to local entrepreneurs, it's likely that most small business owners haven't heard of SBS. Or if they have, they might think of them as another regulatory agency looking to enforce new rules on them. One of SBS's biggest challenges is simply awareness. But they're tackling this with an ambitious push for accessibility.
It's really difficult. I mean, there are over 300 neighborhoods in New York City, 230,000 small businesses. Over half, or roughly half, of our businesses are owned by immigrants. So it's really difficult with that type of diversity in New York City, both language-wise, both geographically, for us to get the word out.
In a place like Bushwick, where there's a large population of immigrants and non-English speakers, many of whom own and staff the community's small businesses, accessibility is critical.
We have staff members that speak multiple languages. Our collateral and our information is available in the most commonly spoken languages in New York City. We have staff members that speak multiple languages. We'll work with community-based organizations to help us get the word out. But with a city as huge and diverse as New York City, you know, it is difficult to get the word out.
SBS's main office is a richly furnished space covered with warm wood accents in a building in downtown Manhattan. For a business owner from the outer boroughs, this can be difficult to access without disrupting their business. To help reach communities like Bushwick, for instance, SBS offers a number of different options to bring their services closer within reach.
We actually have satellite business solution centers all throughout New York City, so we want to make sure that all of our services are accessible to everyone throughout the five boroughs. So we have our solution centers where you can literally walk in and talk to one of our account managers about your business idea or what kind of business you're looking to start. So we're downtown Manhattan in our main office, but we have satellite centers all throughout New York City.
While there's no satellite office in Bushwick or even North Brooklyn, the SBS team regularly hits the pavement in neighborhoods like ours, literally walking door to door to meet with business owners. They also deploy what they call a mobile outreach center.
We actually have a mobile outreach center, which is a mobile RV unit, which is this huge bus that we actually take all throughout New York City to make sure that people can access our services. We have workstations on board so people can sign up for their services right there. We can host little info sessions. We can work with different groups here in our mobile unit, but we want to make sure that all of the services are accessible as possible.
In addition to making their regular services more accessible, SBS also hosts what they call resource fairs, where they bring together regulatory agencies and other organizations for aspiring and current business owners to connect with. These are great opportunities for entrepreneurs to network with other business owners, and perhaps most importantly, to get direct connections with staff members at city agencies, which can oftentimes be incredibly hard to access.
If you are an entrepreneur and you already have your business idea and you know that you want to have a commercial space and you want a retail business, you may have to interact with a certain set of different city agencies, and you might have specific questions about, I heard about this different certification or this permit that I need. Is this true? How do I go about actually applying for that certification? If you have a great idea or a great sense of what your business is or what your idea is, and you know the city agencies you need to interact with, you can come to the resource fair, get those questions answered.
The resource fairs are also a helpful place for new entrepreneurs to get guidance around next steps for their business ideas.
If you're an entrepreneur, not sure where to start, you might just have a random business idea that you're kicking around, not sure what your next step should be, you can come talk to the New York City Department of Small Business Services. We will be there talking about our services for entrepreneurs. So anyone who's interested in a business, interested in our agency, interacts with any of the different regulatory agencies, you can come to the fair. So it's open to everyone. So we want everyone to come on by.
The next SBS Resource Fair is actually taking place tomorrow, March 8th, at the Grand Army Plaza Library in Brooklyn from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. But if you're unable to make it, don't worry. They hold them regularly at locations throughout the city. In January, for instance, SBS held one of these resource fairs in the event room of Tony's Pizzeria here in Bushwick. SBS is a critical resource for new entrepreneurs and seasoned business owners alike. But it also plays an important role in keeping New York, New York. Small businesses, like Deshaun says, are the backbone of the city. And that's especially important in a place like Bushwick, where so much of the culture is defined by the special shared experiences that we have at spaces throughout the neighborhood. As much as SBS has a mandate to serve the people who run these establishments, it has just as important of a responsibility to do right by the people who patron them.
The majority of businesses here in New York City are small, so they are the backbone of our economy. So we want to make sure that we can continue having that character of our different neighborhoods. I grew up in Brooklyn. I grew up in Crown Heights. And I know my favorite sandwich shop on Franklin Avenue, I would always go there every single day because I had a great relationship with the store owners. I loved their food. I loved everything about that local store. And for me, growing up in New York City, what made New York City special was our local businesses, was the local economy, was the local organizations that we had in New York City. So we want to make sure that we keep that here in the city. So it's really, really important that we support those local businesses And again, the majority of businesses in New York City are small businesses. So you support your local business, you're directly supporting the economy here in New York City.
Deshaun notes that whether as an entrepreneur or as a member of your community, one of the most important things you can do to help support the character of the neighborhood and the city is one of the simplest.
Shop local and shop small. So if you have that local cleaners that you just love and you love the interactions and the relationship you have with your local business owner, continue patronizing that business. If there are specials and deals that are happening at your local restaurant, go to their happy hour. Go get their lunch specials. Make sure that you're going to these places often, because that's how we can support our small businesses, by making sure that we're going there, we're spending our money there. We want to make sure that they can continue operating in our communities. So we have to make sure as residents that we patronize these businesses.
If you're an aspiring entrepreneur or a seasoned small business owner, getting in touch with Small Business Services is easy. If you can make it, head to their resource fair tomorrow, March 8th, at the Grand Army Plaza Library here in Brooklyn. The event will run from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. You can find out about the event and SBS's other services on the web by visiting them at nyc.gov/SBS. You can also follow them on social media for information about their latest programs, updates on the location of their mobile outreach bus, and alerts on their next resource fairs. They're on Twitter at @NYC_SBS and on Instagram at @NYC Small Biz. That's NYC Small B-I-Z. If you want to speak with someone directly, you can also reach SBS by dialing 311 and inquiring about small business services. As Deshaun puts it, you have a strong chance of reaching someone sitting right next to him. I'd like to extend a huge thanks to Deshaun and the rest of the SBS team for sharing more about their incredible work to help keep small businesses thriving in Bushwick and beyond. I'd also like to thank you for listening this week. If you want to go behind the episode each week with additional links and show notes, sign up for our newsletter at our website, hearbushwick.com. That's H-E-A-R, bushwick.com. If you enjoy Bushwick Podcast, please do us a favor and tell a friend or leave us a review on iTunes. If you have questions, comments, or want to get involved with Bushwick Podcast, send us an email to hello@hearbushwick.com or DM us on our Instagram page @BushwickPodcast. We'll be back next week, and I look forward to seeing you then.